that explains our monitoring system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and every...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, right now they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom, and we're going to be talking about what's really going on financially in the world today. Melody, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me.
Well, what is your take? Certainly it looks to me like the whole financial structure of the world is coming down, certainly in Europe and Asia. Even though, of course, we're not as bad as the rest of them, I think it's only a matter of time before we see increasing loss of jobs and closing down of long-time businesses here. Gee, I saw that Macy's, I think it was Macy's, profits were down, what was it, 41%, and Target was down 59%. These are devastating figures.
They certainly are, and it's very difficult to find any type of good news, and it's certainly the jobless claims report came out today, and this is the first time unemployment benefits rose to 667,000, and that is based on the week ending last week, and I believe last week was only a four-day work week, so you had the government offices closed on Monday for the holiday, President's Day, so that certainly would have been higher if that they had an extra day. So, and you also have continuing claims are also topping 5 million for the first time since they began keeping these records back in 1967. So certainly everybody is feeling the pinch, and it's affecting each and every one of us to some degree, whether it directly or indirectly. And, of course, it's just not happening here. As you mentioned, it is happening everywhere around the world. You also had British banking group, RBS. They have announced massive losses for 2008. And the results that they published today, I mean, they are the worst in British corporate history. So, I mean, when you look at these numbers and we go back to the number of years in which this is happening, I mean, it is just staggering. And, of course, I don't believe any of these systems will be able to handle, and I do believe that things will continue to decline.
Well, I'm really very, very seriously concerned. And, of course, there's nothing in the so-called stimulus bill which is going to stimulate jobs here in America. It's going to stimulate jobs in communist China because certainly the members of Congress voted for Buy American. You know, we're going to put steel in the infrastructure. Only about 10% of the legislation was to, you know, improve the infrastructure. And that was going to be next year or the year after that. But at least a Buy American, and the president said Buy American, except of course, if the law says that we can't have, restrict buying from other countries, and of course what he really means is we're going to buy from China. So when he talks about jobs for Americans, he's really not talking about jobs for Americans. He's talking about jobs for Chinese and jobs for Japan, other countries that Taiwan that produce steel. But certainly our steel is going to be more expensive than their steel is going to be. And I think they know exactly what they're doing. But the last thing they want is for the American people to understand that the stimulus bill will be stimulating jobs in other countries, but not here. The only thing it's really going to stimulate is government jobs. And of course, they're going to bail out the states so that the states can keep all those people on the government payroll who are making a lot more than the average working individual is paying their salaries, who are getting better health benefits than the average individual is paying their salaries, and who have, certainly wonderful pensions, far better, of course, than the people who are paying their salaries. We're going to be right back here in just a moment with Melody Cederstrom talking about what's really going on financially in the world today. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and certainly our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and we've been talking about what's going on financially in the world, and Melody is just talking about the fact that certainly the unemployment was up again. Over 2 million people have lost their jobs in about the last 4 months, probably the last 3 months, 3.5 months anyway, and now more and more are losing their jobs on almost a daily basis. Major companies have been around for 10, 20, 30, 40 years are shutting down. And it looks like the whole financial structure of our society is beginning to crumble here exactly as it's doing over in Europe, Eastern Europe. Certainly there's riots, there's unrest. There's really riots and unrest in so many places throughout the world. So what are you hearing from your customers, Melody? People are calling you or interested in buying gold and silver. What are they telling you?
Well, they're very concerned, and they voice their as complete insanity coming out of Washington with what they are doing, and it certainly does seem that way. It's like they are just totally insane. They're not even touching on the real problem to fix anything. They're just you just cannot buy yourself out of this problem that we have, and of course that's what they're doing. And I mean, I agree with you with the jobs that will be created and this. And these packages and these rescue, these bailouts, it's only going to help China, and I believe that is part of the perhaps agreement between the countries, because we still need China for them to buy our debt. I mean, in order for us to continue functioning to any degree. So their funds are very important. They become the biggest holder of our treasuries. And so I guess there's a lot of news now coming out how you have the Chinese nationals coming in, and now they're buying up all the depressed properties in Southern California, and I'm sure in Arizona and also in Florida, the biggest markets where you had the subprime problems and over and increased bought homes. So you're seeing them come into our country, buying up everything, and this country is for sale, and it's sad, and people really do need to preserve what they have. It's the last thing that they really can do.
And I think people have to understand that the Chinese understand that the plan is to destroy the value of our currency. And they're holding, I don't know, $1 trillion or more of our currency, because they have an awful lot of it that's in treasury bonds. But they know that when the dollar collapses, the value of those treasury bills will be gone. And so they're going to try to get into fixed assets. And even though they may pay a little bit more for a home right now, because the prices are going to drop much more, it's better than ending up with nothing. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Melody Cederstrom. We're really talking about the tragic financial state of the United States today. And, of course, what most people don't understand is that there has been an organized plan for many years to lower the living standards here in the United States, to ship our manufacturing and jobs overseas. But they cannot tell that to the American people. Anybody who doubts it has only to go up on the Internet and, of course, read the Earth Charter, which was written by, well, primarily put together by Stephen Rockefeller, a member of the Rockefeller family, who has trillions of dollars of assets. They're the major people. They're the ones who control J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup, and they control Morgan Stanley. They control the major banking interests in our country. And, of course, certainly their plan, I think, is pretty well manifested in the Earth Charter. Get it and read it. You can pull it down off the Internet, read point 10A and 10B, and understand what the plan really is. Now, what they're telling you that a plan really is. And, of course, they cannot tell the American people that they intend to impoverish us. But certainly one of the things that really bothers me, Melody, is this plan to, you know, for all these carbon taxes. And it sounds to me like they're going to massively increase the price of electricity and natural gas in this country. Have you heard any talk about that?
Well, I know in the area where I live, I'm in central Pennsylvania, and there have been caps on power and electricity, and those caps are set to be removed here in the next year, and prices will double and triple. And so I have heard various things across the country, and, you know, they're going to try to perhaps put some sort of charge per usage that people will have to pay for the amount that they use. And I've heard that from, you know, all across the country. So, yes, I do believe there's a lot of programs going in this type of situation. And it is just an unfortunate situation. And we're on this path, and we're going to see lots of changes occurring.
And, of course, as they run up the price of electricity, they will lower the standards of living here in America.
Yep.
And, of course, the cheapest form of electricity is hydroelectric. That's where we're tearing out the dams. We're tearing out dams all across America. But that's because we're concerned about the little fishies. And then of course, we're going to, you know, put in solar and wind. But, of course, it's going to cost, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars to build a power line to take the power, you know, from where the wind and the solar electricity is generated. I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars. And then, of course, this is going to be a very effective form of electricity. This is very effective. Not one word at all about nuclear power, which is incredibly cheap, but it, of course, has been effectively blocked by the environmental movement, funded by the establishment that wants to impoverish the American people. And when you understand that, when you understand they deregulated electricity, you know, probably a decade ago, intentionally so they could raise the price, but they couldn't tell the American people. They had to tell us, oh, deregulation is going to lower the price of electricity. You remember that, Melody?
Yes, I do. And, you know, Dr. Stan, if you follow the money trail, when you look at this, the turbines, the wind power, if you look who's behind it, who's to benefit, you have GE, you have an ex-oil or an oil man, Boone Pickens, and, you know, they're going to the government, and which was passed in these bills, you know, to which they'll be able to, you know, capitalize, you know, on this promotion. They don't care about, you know, providing inexpensive. They don't care about the environment. You know, all they care about, of course, is their dollars and the power in which they will achieve in providing this. And so it has nothing to do with the American people.
And, Chris, what's really interesting is the way that the price of oil has fallen, you know, down to $35, $38 a barrel. But the price of gasoline is going up. Why is the price of gasoline going up? Well, that's because the refineries are shutting down and they just don't want to produce electricity. And what they're doing is producing artificial shortages. So why don't we have competition and some other refinery come on and produce gasoline at a lower rate? Because they won't let us build any more refineries in the free United States. The environmentalists object to it. And who's funding the environmentalists? Why, the big oil companies, of course, who benefit from not having competition. That's what it's all about. As John D. Rockefeller said, competition is a sin, and that's why they're so rich, and That's why the common people are going to get more and higher prices for gasoline, and higher prices for electricity, and higher prices for fuel oil, and they're going to manipulate these prices. I think they're going to keep them down for the time being as far as oil. That's so they can bankrupt the Arab and the oil-producing nations, and when that happens, why, then they'll be able to go over there and buy up the oil fields for very little. They know what they're doing. But, of course, you and I are simply pawns in the game. Well, tell me, what's happening to gold and silver? It looks to me like they've really knocked those things down, Melody.
Oh, they did. You know, they talk about the new buyers to gold, people who really don't understand that gold is a currency. They probably took a little bit of profit-taking. They're a little scared of that 1,000 level. But people who understand monetary policy and the fundamentals underneath gold, they're still in there strong. And so you might see a little bit of profit taking from those, a little bit concerned and not aware of the role of gold in this whole process here in this country and also globally. A lot of coin prices, even though we saw a $50 drop in spot gold, many of the coin prices dropped $10. So the demand is still there. We also have gold coin shortages. You have this huge rush by investors into bullion coins that is creating shortages in mints all around the world as they try to meet demand. And the U.S. Mint has sold 193,000 ounces of the American Eagle gold coin in the first 7 weeks of this year. And that's actually the same amount it shipped during the whole 2007 and about the same as it did in the first 6 months of last year. So the demand is extraordinary. And the primary dealers of the mint, as soon as they get their coins on Monday, most of them are gone on Tuesday. So demand is strong. And coin prices, again, as even though the spot gold dropped, coin prices dropped very little because selection is tight. So for folks that are looking to get in the market, they're looking to preserve the wealth. I think time is running out for the ability for selection. I suppose there will always be something to purchase, but sometimes there's better coins than others.
And I think it's so important people understand that the markets are manipulated. Now, it's against the law to do that, unless, of course, you're working as an agent of the government. But you remember, of course, it was July of last year when they ran the price of oil up to $147 a barrel. And yet, of course, you have to understand this was all done by commodity speculators. And just as they ran it up to begin to precipitate the economic crisis, then they ran it back down again. And if you haven't read my little book on the oil deception, you really need to get it. I think it's 5 of our newsletters, and we give you the sources. And even many people in the oil company were saying the price of oil should not be more than $50 a barrel. And they were testifying before Congress. So why was it 147? Why? Because the commodity speculators were allowed to run it up and then run it down. And the commodity speculators are simply manipulating the price of gold and silver today with the full support of the people in government. Just exactly as they are the plunge protection team, the working group on financial markets, and you can go up on the internet, fortunately, and check out everything I say. The working group on financial markets, an official government agency, is manipulating the stock market, and it's been doing it, and right now, of course, it goes up one day and down the next, and up one day and down the next. But if you look at the overall trend, it's going down and down and down. But they realize if it fell too rapidly, the people would panic and begin selling frantically. So they're manipulating our reality. Do you believe that, Melody?
Absolutely. You know, they want the funds. In fact, you hear more and more of the mainstream brokers talk about people should have, you know, 10 to 15% of their assets in gold. We recommend a lot higher. But the reason they're even acknowledging gold is because they realize that people want, they want to move their funds into a safe haven. There's a flight to safety. And they realize that, you know, if they don't tell their clients about gold and perhaps help them with that 15%, they're going to lose a lot more. Because as people begin to investigate into gold, they begin to realize the truth. And they begin to realize the importance of gold. And they realize the the manipulation of the stock market, and that Wall Street is a scam, and they would pull more funds out of them. So you hear more and more talking about gold from Main Street. In some respect, it's good because you have a lot of these professional investors going into gold, purchasing gold, and helping with the price. So, but it also, they can easily manipulate it that way, too.
Well, I think this is really so very, very important that people have to understand it is manipulated. But, of course, they can manipulate our emotions by manipulating the prices. And people are governed by greed and fear. And, of course, when they're running the market up, why, everybody's greedy and they want to jump in, they feel good. And then when they run it down, people get fearful and frightened, and they know exactly how to manipulate our emotions. Well, right now you're looking at a manipulated stock market. You're looking at a manipulated and orchestrated financial collapse throughout the world. And if you haven't read my November and December 2008 newsletters, and 2009 will be posted there on the Internet, you can get that. Or if you join the Radio Liberty family, we can get the back issues. But you need to understand this is all created. Why? Because they want to bring in a new world order. And out of the chaos, and that's what they're talking about. Henry Kissinger, in his January 9, 2009 news, article in the International Herald, talks about the coming chaos if we don't do what they want. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Yeah, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to talk to Melody, we're entering the conversation. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and Chris says somebody was just calling that some of the credit card companies were offering $300 to pay off your balance in excess of $10,000. And why would they be doing that, Melody?
They were offering a credit of $300.
They were giving you $300 if you'll just pay off your credit card.
Well, number one, because the credit card area is the next area to be hit, where you're going to have a lot of defaults coming in the credit card, and we haven't even faced the commercial real estate yet that will collapse after this credit card. So, they want people to use their credit cards because they're going to try to get they see these losses coming, and they're coming very rapidly. And I would suspect, like within the next 3 to 6 months, you'll begin to see the credit card losses. People are tapped out. They have there isn't anything. All their credit ratings have declined. Their credit cards have been used for their survival. I call it their survival debt. They use it for food, for school, for their children, for things that they need, gasoline, and they're tapped out. And this country is run on 2/3 consumer purchasing. And there is no more consumer in this country.
Well, of course, we've really had so much easy credit. I mean, you didn't have to worry about whether you paid for it. Well, you simply just put it on your credit card, and then you worry about that at the end of the month. And maybe you just make your interest-only payments, your minimum payments. If you're wise, you want to pay the thing off. But this whole idea of just shop until you drop, this whole idea of just buy all you want to buy, because this is going to make you happy. The exhilaration that people get, the rushing into the stores when the sales are on. And it was simply buy and don't worry about what having to pay it back. Because something will come along. You can always refinance your home, or maybe you'll hit the jackpot. But people are never looking to the future. I know in my generation where I was brought up, you always were concerned about the future because you knew the time was going to come sooner or later when this whole financial house of cards would collapse. And sure looks to me like it's doing that now. What do you think?
I think so, too. I mean, the people have been conditioned to, as you said, shop until you drop, all the deals, all the specials. People wanted to be wealthy. They wanted to live beyond their means, and they did it all by debt. And no one in this country has any wealth when all that wealth is based on debt. And that's why it's important to purchase gold, because gold is wealth. Wealth has to be measured against something, and gold has no liabilities. It's been accepted from day one as a currency, and that's why it is so important. And I believe, and as we see this financial crisis unwind globally, gold will play a very important part. I don't think we know how much. I don't think we know exactly how. but I do believe it will be all about gold. It's a very important aspect of this unwinding and with their promotion into a global financial entity.
And I think that one of the best sources of information on gold would be an editorial that Alan Greenspan, of all people, wrote back in 1966, as I remember. It was called Gold and Freedom. Gold and Freedom, you can get it on the Internet. Simply type in Gold and Freedom and Alan Greenspan and read what he had to say. In fact, Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, asked Congressman Greenspan Chairman Greenspan, maybe about 3 years ago, what he thought of that essay that he'd written back in 1966, if he thought it was applicable. And Alan Greenspan looked him in the eye and said, I've recently reread the article. I wouldn't change a word of it. And what did he say? Gold is the only protection for wealth. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and our telephone number is 1-800-5... Our telephone number, if you'd like to call us, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, a comment about really what's going on, we'd love to hear from you. So our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And please, if you have something you'd like to ask Melody about, she's on the front lines of this battle. And certainly, Melody, you commented last time we talked how well the rated coins were, the MS-60, MS-62-4 and 66, things like that. They're doing a lot better than regular gold coins?
Yes, they are. And, of course, they're priced and designed to do that, and I believe each coin has a particular place in a portfolio, and that's what we try to do. We try to match that coin up to, you know, each investor. But they've done extremely well. If you look back over the past 9 months, we basically had about 11% rise in spot gold. And since we did our comparison, things have changed a little bit. But this was about 2 weeks ago. And some of the $20 gold pieces, they've increased 60-70% in the same time period. And they certainly take a special market. And the key thing is understanding that special market and see if it fits into your portfolio. It doesn't suit everybody, and that's what we do here at Discount Gold and Silver. We listen to an individual's investment objective. And, of course, you know, everybody's objective, of course, is to buy gold. But, you know, sometimes they're for bartering. Sometimes it's to get as much gold as possible. Sometimes they're looking for a little bit larger return on their coins. Sometimes they hear different things from either from various websites or other dealers, and they're inquiring about the what this coin might do and what another coin will do. There's a lot of misinformation and confusion about confiscation. Just because a coin is dated pre-33 does not necessarily make it, you know, a non-confiscatable coin, if that's important to you. Some people it's not important to. So this is what we do. We try to listen. It takes a little bit more time, but that's okay, because that way you can make an informed decision. So you know what your gold holdings are. It bothers me to a great degree when people call me and I ask them what they're holding and they don't know. They really don't know what type coins they have, or, you know, oh, well, I think I have this, or I'm not sure if I have that. And you should know. It's an important investment in your future. And we try to help you understand. So, if you have any questions, give us a call. And Dr. Stan, after the programs, I always have calls from people and asking me questions about gold, and I tell them you should call during the program, because a lot of people have those questions.
Well, let's say, hope that they will. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And why don't you go ahead and put your telephone number out now? It's going to be a little late back there where you are. Melody's on the East Coast, so it's probably about 7:30 there now. But what is your telephone number, and what's your website?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
All right, our telephone number once again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call. Of course, there's so many things going on today. General Motors is threatening to go bankrupt if the government does give them another $15 billion or so, but that'll just be a down payment. The people who own Chrysler's, I think it's called Cerubis. It's a holding company with a lot of people with a lot of money, but they're not going to put any more money in to try to keep Chrysler going. They've just said, we're not going to invest anymore. Our investors won't let us. Well, then fine, why don't we let it go bankrupt? But, of course, they don't want it to go bankrupt. They want the American taxpayer to bail out these companies. Now, we know what General Motors is really doing, what they've been doing for many years, and that's transferring their manufacturing potential outside the United States. And they're shifting it to Russia. They're shifting it massively to communist China. They're the biggest or the second largest automotive company over there in China, and have also the contract with the Chinese producers. They're shifting the production to Brazil and Latin America, but they can't let the American people know that. I mean, if the American people know that, they'd object to giving more taxpayer money to General Motors so they can fund their development elsewhere. They've got, if they went into bankruptcy, it'd be the best thing that they could possibly do. But we shouldn't be trying to bail them out. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Melody, what do you think about the bailout for the big automotive industries?
Well, we started it after we gave them the first dollar. They're just going to keep coming back, just like AIG, just like Fannie and Freddie, and just like all of them that receive funds from the first bailout package. So every time they run out of cash, they're just going to come back and keep coming back, until there is nothing else to give them, and until we have the actual collapse. And you're right. I mean, even with the billion-dollar bailouts, it was announced that $1 billion went down to Brazil for their factory down there. And it's like, where is the people's outrage? And people know, they don't have to know exactly to the detail what's going on, but a lot of people do know. It's like they don't ask why anymore. It's just they just accept everything that is given to them. And it just amazes me. And I know they're conditioned. I know from the mainstream media they believe what they're told, they're hypnotized, and so often it's frustrating when I talk to someone who watches mainstream media, and it's just they repeat exactly what's said on the news. It's to me it's just amazing, and it's frustrating to see this happening. But all these funds they've increased. I saw the FDIC come out saying that the problem bank list has grown, and it's the highest level since 1994. So things are certainly not getting any better with any of these bailout packages or any of the insanity that's coming out of Washington.
Well, I share your concern. Of course, the thing is, as far as AIG, I think that they're up to almost 100 billion, and maybe up to 150 billion for AIG. And it's going to cost somewhere between 500 billion and $1 trillion to bail out AIG. But they're not going to tell the American people, because where's the money coming from? The only way that they can produce that amount of money is simply to destroy the value of the American dollar. The Citigroup is very, very similar. And of course, this idea that these companies are just too big to fail. Who says they're too big to fail? Why, they do. Certainly what we need to do is begin thinking independently. And these corporations, which for whatever reason have acted totally irresponsibly and have all sorts of derivative contracts, we need to let it fail and let the people who bought the derivatives fail as well. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this afternoon, Melody Cederstrom. And remember our telephone number if you'd like to call in, you have a question or comment about what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And so, Melody, before we go on, why don't you go ahead and get out your telephone number and your website and tell our listeners what will happen if they call you.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And you can visit the website at discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And there's radio programs that you can listen to. We archive them on a daily basis. And there's also newsletters that you can read and other items about how to get started with gold and silver at discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. When someone calls us, we try to find out a little bit about them, a little bit about if they're currently holding gold and silver, their investment amount, how much they're looking to put into the market, if it's going to be a one-time investment or if they're looking to add over a period of time. And we ask them what they think, where they want to be, what they've heard, because lots of times we like to, if they heard some misinformation, we like to set the record straight. And we believe in having a diversified portfolio in gold and silver coins. But we also recommend what's suitable. You know, what's suitable for Mr. Smith might not be suitable for Mrs. Jones. Because we're all different in our investment objectives and the budgets that we have to work with. And it's very important to buy what's suitable for you. I have seen portfolios that people, you know, someone looking to invest $20,000 and they end up with three coins. That probably wasn't suitable for them. They were more likely or more better off to purchase something to where they would receive more ounces of gold for their dollars. I've seen portfolios where, you know, people have purchased coins and gold have, you know, gold might have risen $200, $300, $400, and they're still in negative territory. So, because of the commission rates, so it's very important to do a comparison. And we'd be more than happy to look at your portfolios. I'm not a believer in adjusting portfolios or trading out of coins, but sometimes you can tweak your portfolio so you can capture. You can capture the benefits of gains more easily than keeping what you have. So we'd be more than happy to look at what you're currently holding.
All right. Well, the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you're out there listening and you have a question or comment. But certainly as we're looking at what's going on in the world, the number of people who are out of work here in the United States, you know, is certainly, you know, millions of people are out of work. It's estimated that 7.8% of the workforce is unemployed, and I think that's a gross understatement because a lot of people have actually had to take, you know, either other jobs that pay much less or only working part-time, but they're not considered unemployed. And then there's the group that certainly just can't get a job. They've given up even trying. So at least according to Shadow Statistics, that's shadowstatistics.com, or that's John Williams' website. It's estimated that there the real unemployment is running 17 or 18%, and I think we're going to see it up to 20 or 30% before this whole house of cards, you know, is stabilized and simply crumbles. And then, of course, if we look throughout the rest of the world, it's estimated there are 20 million unemployed people in China. Worldwide, there are about 30 million people who are out of work, and really, there are about 50 million people out of work, and really have nothing to look forward to, no hope, and it doesn't look like there's any light at the end of the tunnel, and I think we're going to see a tremendous amount of social unrest throughout the world. In fact, I think it's already being fomented by agent provocateurs in many of the countries. I fear that the same thing is happening here. They already have people planted within the conservative movement and certainly within the union movement and within the communities, who will agitate for violence, and that's the last thing that we need at this point. We need to educate the American people to really understand the background of banking and how the bankers have done the same thing over and over again, except not a whole worldwide recession. This is the first time they've been able to pull a scam off like this, but you really have to marvel at how clever they've been of really getting people all throughout the world to buy faulty loans, what they call them, toxic waste loans, you know, just simply because they had a triple A rating, because they had derivatives on them, and it looked like there was nowhere they could lose, and it was almost too good to be true. You could create money out of nothing, you could buy these, and then you'd get a 6% or 7%, you know, interest rate on the bond, and then you get your money back when the bond expires, without ever realizing that these were not triple A loans. They ought to be about a B-minus loan. They were junk bonds or even less than that, and the derivatives had nothing behind them, and suddenly people all throughout the world found that they're holding really paper that has no value at all, and even if they tried to foreclose on many of the loans, they didn't hold the mortgages. In fact, nobody was quite sure who did hold the mortgages, and so although there have been a lot of people who have lost their homes, there's a totally disorganized market, and believe me, the people of great wealth and intelligence who put this whole thing together did not do it unintentionally. And as they're bringing the whole world financial system down, and as Henry Kissinger talks about in his January 9th International Herald Tribune article, the chaos that is going to ensue is going to require the only way out will be this new world order that he and the other people within the financial elite have been working for so long, and I believe that they intentionally created this crisis to bring in the new world order, the new world financial system, the new world currency, the new world religion, and, of course, the new world leader. Well, our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. And Melody, certainly with gold is dropping as it has this last couple of days, how's business been? Has people been calling, taking advantage of the fact that gold and silver seem to be dropped off?
Well, you know, it's funny. They have more of a tendency to pick up the phone when gold is rising, and then once you see a little bit of a pullback, they're going to wait to see, you know, if it's going to go down a little further. But it has been extremely active, and of course demand has been very strong, and a lot of people calling, getting into the market, fresh new people who see what's going on and they want to do something. They heard they hear a little bit of this, a little bit of that about gold, and a lot of inquiries and a lot of education, educating going on right now about gold and silver and the economy. So that is a good thing. Of course, that's certainly not to the degree that we need, but I guess it is a start. But people can do something about what is happening, and they can try to preserve their wealth. And so many that I talk to really are in denial as far as Wall Street. They lost 50-60% of their investments. They don't want to protect what they have to any large degree, because they feel once they sell everything in the market, that they have to realize that they did lose 50%, and they're hanging on to a hope that the market is going to come back instead of taking control of their finances and perhaps recapturing those losses that they have by purchasing gold and silver coins.
Well, because, you know, I read Marty Weiss. He's a financial analyst, and mm-hmm. Richard Russell and Bert Dorman and Robert Fechter and a few of the others, and they're talking about the market going down to 3,000 or 4,000. In other words, they're expecting it's going to fall a lot further. We'll look back at the days of 7,200 as the good old days. And I mean, these are people who've been at this game for a long time, and all of them agree that this financial collapse is the most amazing thing we've ever seen. And many of them say that, you know, this will be worse than anything we've seen, you know, since the Great Depression. And some people say, no, it's worse than anything we've seen in 100 years. And others say it's the worst thing we've seen in 200 years. And there's even a couple of writers who talk about, we have not seen anything like this for 300 years. The collapse of the whole world financial system, and certainly the collapse of our financial system. And people don't understand that when you destroy the value of a currency, you destroy the values of everything people have worked their whole life for. Well, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And we need to get people to look objectively at what's going on. And so people, I just have a feeling, Melody, as I talk to people, they're like a deer caught in the headlights. And they just stare at the headlights. They're afraid to do anything. Are you running into this sometimes with some of the customers you talk to?
Absolutely. They don't know what to do. Because over the years they've heard such, you know, bad commentary about gold, they're scared to get into gold, yet they feel they need to go towards gold. There's something that they know, but yet, you know, because of all the conditioning over the years of it being a commodity and you don't want it and nobody wants it, it's a relic, it's no good anymore, that they hesitate to go there. So you're absolutely right, and they don't know what else to do, because what else is there? You know, it's keeping what they have. You know, so they're a lot of them are getting their feet wet to some degree, but not nearly enough, considering the funds that they still have available that they could place into gold. And you know, people need to do a lot of research, and you know, they just shouldn't take my word for it. I mean, yes, I do sell gold, but I believe gold is the only thing out there at this point in time. I'm not a paper person. I don't believe in paper investments. They're all promises to pay, and I wouldn't trust Wall Street to promise to pay me. They destroyed this country. I don't want any of my funds involved with them. You know, because they used our money. They used the investors of this country to destroy this country.
I think that's very, very true. Well, let's go to Rod, who's calling from Scotts Valley. Hi, Rod. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
I'm doing just fine.
I have a comment and a question. First comment is, you know, there's a couple of ministries that have been on the radio for decades that are supposed to be Christian ministries that deal with finances, and I have to question at this point in the game of them not touching on, gold and tangible assets. That seems like it would have to be intentional. Doesn't it?
Well, I what do you think about that, Melody?
Well, I really can't comment on the ministries, because I haven't heard, and I don't know which ones he's relating to. And you know, I believe, you know, preparation and things from the Bible, it's all in there to tell us what to do. So if they're not following the instructions of the Bible, and you're aware of it, so that's good for you, because then you read your Bible and you understand what's going on and so forth. So I really can't comment on any other ministries, because I haven't heard the ones that you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't mention any names. It's amazing how many people that listen to Christian radio still aren't privy to what's going on.
I understand.
All we can do, Rod, is just try to reach people, and I'm not going to badmouth other people. Sometimes, if you don't know what they're thinking, you better just make no comment at all. And I think that's sometimes the best way to go. But right now, of course, I can tell you what I think. And I think, unlike most people, I believe everything is engineered. I believe that my grandfather told my father 90, 95 years ago that there was a secret cabal that ran this country. This is 95 years ago. If you read what Woodrow Wilson wrote in his book, The New Freedom, and that'll be coming up in some of my newsletters, Woodrow Wilson talked about this cabal and how frightened people were of it in 1913. And how some of the biggest men in the United States were afraid of someone, they were afraid of something. They knew that there was a force there, and what he said was so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so pervasive, so complete, that they'd best not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. They were afraid at that time, 1913. And what were they afraid of? Well, then he goes on to tell you that it's the people who control money and credit in the country, and these people would destroy anybody they wanted to if you got into a business that they wanted to dominate. And,
yeah.
And as he said, this country is no longer free. He's writing in 1913, and believe me, it's been all downhill since then. In other words, we have this impression of being free, but when they're able to control the money supply, they can bankrupt literally everybody listening to this program literally overnight by destroying the value of the currency, and they intend to do that. And that's why this article we've referred to so many times by Henry Kissinger, the International Herald, and of course that's the January 9th, 2009, I don't know if you've read it, but Henry Kissinger lays it right out. This is an opportunity. And if the countries don't go along with this new paradigm, this new system they're going to set up, there is going to be chaos. The alternative is chaos. That's his word. Opportunity, his word. Opportunity, either take the opportunity or face chaos. And I believe that's what's going to happen. But most people are not going to talk about that sort of thing. I don't even know what they talk about on other Christian radio stations. I don't really have the time to listen to them. Anything
well,
else you'd like to say?
Yeah, just one additional question, and thank you for you guys talking about it. My question is for Melody. You know, what would you recommend in a generalization of gold numismatic to bullion coins and silver as far as a breakdown general percentage-wise?
Usually my breakdown general is 80% gold, 20% silver. And again, it's the amounts, you know, substantial investors, you know, 20% in silver can be a lot. So I base it on that also the amount that's coming into the market. I usually will break down the gold to 30% bullion, 70% of the numismatic coins. And when we talk about numismatic coins, I'm not talking about rare coins.
Mm-hmm.
That is a group of its own. They go to a select people. I talk mainly about the $20 generic certified coins that receive the benefits of the rare coins, but you're not paying the huge premiums as that. So, and again, it comes down to the investor. And it comes down to his budget, what he's looking to put in. So, I mean, that can be adjusted anyway, but those are rule of thumbs, and again, I try to tailor what's best for each person.
Okay, and what's your contact number?
800-375-4188.
Thank you, you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, and you can go up there and get www.discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Discount Gold and Silver Trading.net, and we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up this program. And everybody's going to have to decide what they're going to do, but believe me, when you're seeing what the pundits in the stock market are saying, hang in there, wait for the stock market to come back. And ladies and gentlemen, it's sort of like the money you give to Mr. Madoff, you know, it's not coming back again. It's not coming back. Well, Melody, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program today.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And I want to thank the caller and for the questions. And if you have any questions regarding gold and silver, your old portfolio, or even if you're holding platinum or palladium, I'd be more than happy to talk to you about it. Platinum and palladium, they're usually good economy metals. And I know a lot when palladium started to rise there temporarily with platinum, a lot of people got into the market. And sometimes it's good to take a loss and get into something that will position yourself so you can turn that loss around into gains. And these good economy metals, if you believe the economy is going to turn around shortly, well, then maybe you want to keep it. But I don't think you're going to see a quick turnaround in the economy for a very long time. So you want to get out of that metal and get into something that will benefit, unfortunately, from the bad times that we face. And I guess what you can say, if there is a silver lining, it is gold and silver, because we can preserve what we have with gold and silver. I mean, by no means is it a perfect world, and by no means is it a perfect investment. And so we will have to adjust as we go along. But I believe people will fare, you know, 100% better than those who do not have gold in their portfolios or have any gold whatsoever. So it's so important. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. We have great prices. We're very competitive. We believe in a quick delivery. Our delivery time is usually 15 days from the day of commitment of your order. And certainly, you know, that can, you know, adjust, you know, in either direction depending on what's going on, holidays and so forth, but for rule of thumb. So we're very good at what we do.
Well, I'm sure you are. You've got a good reputation, and that's why we're pleased to have you helping us here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, we're pleased that you come on the radio program with us from time to time.
Well, I appreciate it, Dr. Stan.
But anyway, our guest has been Melody Cederstrom. We're trying to get people to understand that we are living in unusual times. And I think Richard Russell's statement is so apropos, and you've heard me use it before, but I think it's so apropos for what's going on. He said, those who lose the least win. Those who lose the least win. Everybody's trying to, you know, get rich and, get rich easy, and that's fine. You can do that, of course, when credit is readily available and the stock market's running up and everything looks fine, but this is an entirely different paradigm, and people have to recognize what's going on today. We are seeing the systematic collapse and the contraction of credit and the paper money throughout the world, and we don't know when the bottom is. Good night. Bye-bye, Melody. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We hope you've enjoyed our program with Melody Cederstrom. We hope, of course, you enjoy all of our programs, but Melody does help us here at Radio Liberty, but we certainly enjoy having her on as a regular guest. So this is the time I need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we buy time on radio stations all across America, and certainly it's an expensive proposition. But we have over 60 outlets every single week, and people are hearing the truth that they would never hear otherwise. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family. Now, we have a new book we're offering now. It's called The Money Creators. Money Creators. It was written back in 1985 by Gertrude Coogan. And the book was so good that somebody offered a great deal of money to write another book on the background of banking in the United States, and she did, thinking the book was going to be published. She didn't realize they gave her the money to repress her ideas, and she did a lot of work on it. And I don't know if the book's ever seen the light of day, but this is the book that she wrote in 1935 with a foreword by Senator Robert Owen, who actually was one of the senators who brought in the Federal Reserve System and eventually began to realize that the whole thing was a fraud. And was a means of actually centralizing the power in the hands of a small cabal. You'll certainly want to read my newsletters, my November and December 2008 newsletters on the financial elite. January is on the financial elite or the financial meltdown. You need to get our newsletters. That November and December 2008, and of course the January 2000 newsletter is going out probably tomorrow, and hopefully will be posted up on the internet within a couple of days. You need to understand who is behind this, and we tell you exactly who's behind this and why they're doing it. And of course what they want to do is destroy the structure of our nation. Why? Because we're the last Christian nation, the last vestige of a nation with a constitution, and they want to destroy that constitution. And there is a subversive element working at the highest levels of our government. And they virtually control the leadership of both political parties, and they certainly control the Obama administration. And you want the sources of documentation. If this is true, you should be out on the street corners yelling and letting people know. Well, you want to be able to document it, you can document it at RadioLiberty.com, the November, December 2008 and the January 2009 newsletters. We hope you want to get my talk on the financial tsunami. I gave it about 3 years ago, comes with a syllabus, but it will explain to you how the system works. It will explain to you the fraudulent nature of the Federal Reserve System. And then, of course, we have our pamphlets on the history of money, the financial meltdown, and these were about, well, we've done these over the period of years, but there are 5 newsletters in each one. They're handy to have. They're inexpensive. They're only $3.95 each plus shipping. So, and then, of course, you need to get the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which we do have in stock, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and, of course, the fiat money inflation in France, because it tells the story of what happened over 200 years ago when they did exactly what the Federal Reserve System is doing today. Only they didn't intend to destroy the system, and the people who control the Federal Reserve System today do. Why would they want to do that? Well, because they have a different worldview. And, of course, only by impoverishing our people will they be able to pursue their true goal, a new world order, a new world financial system, a new world currency, a new world religion with the destruction of Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer out of our schools, and finally, of course, the new world leader. And certainly when you read their publications, and we do, and if you haven't read my publications on the occult hierarchy, you need to order them, and you need to get by the talk, the Emergence by Constance Cumby. They're all available at 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.